Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Korach. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. There's a Gemara that is both frightening and inspiring at the same time. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah teaches us that Sofer Rasha LaTzadik Umevakesh LaHamisai. The Rasha, the wicked person, continuously tries to overpower the Tzadik, the righteous person, and even wants to kill him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say that the Rasha, the wicked person, in this Pasuk, in this verse, is not speaking about somebody from the outside. It's actually talking about a person themselves. For many of us, we live a life that's a dichotomy. It's a contradiction. It's paradoxical. On one hand, we like to give off a feeling that we're a tzaddik. We like to show people that we're good. But there's a part of our pneumius, of the inside, internal part of us, that's really a rasha, that's wicked. And that part of us, call it the Yetzirah, call it what you want, tries very hard to overpower the tzaddik and to ruin us forever. But the Gemara continues and says, if not for the fact that Hashem helps a person, we would be finished. Hashem does not let, he doesn't let the Yetzirah turn us from being a tzaddik into being a rasha. That's the inspiring part of this Gemara. Yet at the same time, the Sefer Halichas Yehuda explains that it's not a guarantee. Often in a person's life, there's a conflict inside of them. And really, perhaps, the Rasha would overpower the Tzaddik. The evil would overpower the good. But somehow Hashem helps us. There's a special siyata, the Shmaya, there's a certain assistance that we get to retain our identity as a Tzaddik and make that our true identity. But sometimes if a person steps beyond the pale, we continue to listen to the Rasha. Eventually the Rasha has the ability to swallow us alive and we lose habalitayr misayinlo, the fact that if a person tries to perfect themselves, Hashem gives them special help. And sadly, one enters into the class of habalitame poschinlo, that if a person is trying to do things that are inappropriate, Hashem enables that as well. You know, Korach in this week's Parsha, Chazal teach us, was the greatest of the great. He had Ruach HaKodesh, he was wealthy, he had so much going for him. Yet somehow, and he was a tzaddik, at least externally, and maybe even internally. But he hit a point by arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, where sadly, he lost the ability to have Hashem's siyata d'shmaya, the special assistance from Hashem, and keep himself the tzaddik as opposed to being the rasha. And he met a bitter fate. He met an abnormal end, an end which is something that is hard to even wrap our minds around. And we need to know this because a person has to be honest with themselves. They have to see who's winning. We need to know about the inner conflict. We also need to know that the more aware we are of it, we call on the siyata d'shmaya, the assistance from Hashem, to keep us. But the more we kind of go into the default mode, the more we put it into neutral and we let life take it over, sadly, slowly but surely, the rasha begins to swallow the tzaddik, and God forbid a person can find themselves in a situation where they no longer have the ability to have the siyata d'shmaya, the assistance from Hashem. May Hashem help each and every one of us be honest with ourselves, understand the tzaddik that's a part of us, and always make sure that ultimately the tzaddik is the one that's in charge. Have a wonderful Shabbos.